One of the world's most celebrated training grounds for performing artists is marking its centennial. The Juilliard School is commemorating its 100th year with a series of international and national tours. The names of students and teachers who have passed through the halls of Juilliard during its first 100 years are awe-inspiring. The list includes Broadway and movie composers Richard Rodgers and Marvin Hamlisch, jazz impresario Wynton Marsalis, contemporary avant-garde composer Steve Reich, comic genius Robin Williams, violinist Isaac Perlman, and opera legend Leontine Price. Juilliard's president, Joseph Polisi, says the school has been showcasing extraordinary talent since it first opened its doors in 1905.
We're continuing to do everything possible to ensure a healthy future for the arts and to educate our young people, not only in their respective disciplines, but also as responsible citizens, people who will reach out and be effective representatives for the arts in their communities in this nation and around the world.
The school was founded as the Institute for Musical Arts by the head of music education in New York's public schools, Frank Damrosch. He believed Americans should not have to go abroad for high-quality musical training. The school grew rapidly. Today, Juilliard includes dance and drama divisions, the Institute for Jazz Studies, a pre-college division, and a graduate program. Benjamin Harkavy, the late artistic director of Juilliard's dance division, once summed up the school's role in the contemporary world of the performing arts.
Juilliard is the bridge from the studio to the stage. It's very difficult to become an artist, and we are not afraid to use the word artist in Juilliard.
Today, Juilliard attracts students from every corner of the globe. To highlight its international reputation and student body, Juilliard students will perform abroad and at home throughout the centennial year, starting with a European tour for the Juilliard Orchestra in August. The Jazz Orchestra will undertake a week-long program in San Jose, Costa Rica. Students in drama, dance, and music will perform at locations across the United States. Joseph Polisi says the touring schedule will add special excitement and meaning to the centennial year.
Touring allows us to give back something artistically to areas that have provided the early training for many talented young artists who have come to study at Juilliard. It also provides our current students with the invaluable experience of performing in exceptional concert halls and theaters.
Juilliard has commissioned 37 new works for dance, drama, and music for the centennial season. Renee Fleming, Leontine Price, and Emmanuel Ax will perform on a nationwide telecast celebrating the school's centennial. A one-day forum, the Arts and American Society, in September, will feature speakers as diverse as historian David McCullough and Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia. The dance division will debut a new ballet choreographed by Elliot Feld, which will use the entire student body of 80 dancers. The dance is set to music composed by one of the school's most celebrated contemporary alumni, Steve Reich. During its first half century, Juilliard was known for its classically trained musicians. But today, competition is fierce to join its dance and drama divisions. Those who make it, like dance student Therese Shard, are amazed at the rigorous training.
They told me from the beginning that it would be from 9 to 9. But I'm like, 9 to 9 every day? It's impossible. But when you get here, that is really how it is.
In recent years, the success of students from its drama division on Broadway and in the movies has added to the lure of Juilliard. Stars such as Laura Linney are proud to have begun their careers at Juilliard.
Juilliard is Juilliard. There's a grand, solid Rock of Gibraltar sort of feel to it. But then you get here and you realize that it's just a lot of people working very hard.
Some of the school's most illustrious graduates return to teach or mentor current students. Drama student Morena Baccarin was particularly lucky to have taken a class with award-winning actor Kevin Klein.
I'm very lucky to be in this atmosphere where every single actor wants to become an actor. Kevin Klein has taught two classes. It was interesting to see his opinion on Richard III. We did the scene very violently and physical.
Heaven with lightning strike the murderer dead or us!
but he felt that wasn't the way to go about it.
Anger, I think anger is, I've always found that anger is sort of the easiest place to go. When you feel like nothing's
right.
happening, let's get some emotion in here. Anger. Because you're angry because nothing's happening.
Right.
You're angry because it's not working. If you can trust confusion as being a valid emotional state, then you'll be where you are, and then something can happen to you.
The risks we take here eventually build up to a point where we don't feel we're taking risks anymore.
Juilliard will end its centennial celebration at the school's 101st commencement in May 2006, when the school sends out yet another class of artists eager to take over the stages of the world's performing arts centers. Barbershop Sal, VOA News, New York.